It is time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning and hello. I'm great.
It's so nice to see you.
It's so great to see you. I haven't seen you in a couple hours.
Ever since this morning when I woke up. And we recommend date night activities for people to see and do when we are not super busy with our own lives and increasingly lucrative hobbies.
Yeah, I have recently been slacking on date night activities because I have been obsessed with, as listeners know, a couple weeks ago, I talked about the weird Wordle variant I uploaded for a laugh, Setaquirtle.
Setaquirtle,
yeah.
which is not actually a weird Wordle variant. There are so many weird Wordle variants. Like, oh, you want to guess a word? You can guess a country. That's Wordle. You can guess a song. That's Hurdle. You can guess an NBA player.
Yeah.
That's Jacob Poeltl, I think. And there are different variations where you guess two words, four words, eight words, or in your case, 16 words.
Yeah.
It's taken off.
Yeah, last time we talked, I was like, oh, you know, we're looking at 800 people. We're at 500,000.
Total.
Yeah. On average, I would say probably every day, 800,000. Or sorry, 80,000. it's even more.
Don't get ahead of yourself. But like 100,000 people are playing this thing every day. It's great.
Yeah. It's numbers so big that I like cannot translate the like numerical thing I look at on analytics to actual words.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. So did not think this would be a hit, and all of a sudden, ta-da, like it's a crowd favorite.
So Setaquirtle.
Setaquirtle.com.
Yeah.
Setaquirtle.com.
If you like Wordle. Yeah. And who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't like playing that 16 times at once? It's actually it's a different beast than Wordle. Like, you're playing a different game. It's a different strategy.
Yeah.
And the feeling of satisfaction when you complete it is also different. Like, the positive experience is different.
Yeah, it is Sudoku at that point in time where, like, you get near the end and you know where all the numbers or letters go and you just get to put them in there and you feel great.
Yeah. So with that in mind, we're recommending date night activities for people who are looking for cool, fun, romantic things to go out and see and do in the community if they want to go out with that special someone on a Friday night or any other night of the week. We always have a prompt. So in honor of that, which, you know, we talked about a couple of weeks ago, this was not something that we expected to be like a super huge success, and yet it was. What is a place in the Triangle area that we've been to that was like, well, we'll give this place a shot and just check it off the list. I'm sure it'll be fine. And then it ended up being like a really big hit that we keep going back to. Like, what's an unexpected hit?
Yeah. I've got like the knee-jerk reaction to it. And this goes years back for you and I. Oakleaf.
Okay. Yeah.
We first went to Oakleaf back.
Were you not expecting that to be a hit?
Well,
I was not expecting it to be as big of a hit.
That
as
is what I mean, right? Like, I knew it was going to be great. Like, it's got a great pedigree. Like, the program is fantastic. But we went there for a Valentine's Day prefix where you get a menu and that is all you get. And that is like one of the best prefix menus that I'd ever had.
Yeah.
And like consistently when we go back, it is one of the few restaurants in the Triangle that I know if I'm just like, you know what, chef's tasting, go. Mm-hmm. Back, maybe the only place left because my other favorite places have closed. Like, go to Oakleaf right there in Carrboro. The cocktail program's amazing. The regular menu is fantastic, but I have never been disappointed by the chef's menu, like in a way that was shocking to me.
Yeah.
Like, show up, not know what you're eating, get it, and be delighted for all of the courses.
This is a special occasion restaurant.
Yeah,
like, we don't go to Oakleaf very often.
No.
Only on special occasions, but when we do, it's fantastic.
Yeah. We go there for non-special occasions when we want to drink. We will, like, duck
We've
in.
Been to the bar. Yeah. We've
been to
gone
the
into the bar and, like, have a small plate and leave. Like, we've done that.
Yeah. We've been to the bar several times. We've had their patio area, which is gorgeous,
patio's
by the way.
Nice.
Maybe one of these weekends will be like an 85 weekend again. Maybe we'll
get there.
50 like it was earlier this week, midweek. Who can say?
Spring is just around the corner.
It's around the corner. Their patio is covered. Go to Oakleaf.
Yeah.
Just give the menus back immediately and say, chef's menu. Brad and Aaron said we'll have a great time. And you should.
Check Cat's Cradle's website in advance just to, like, see if you're going to be inundated with, like, a huge crowd of people because Sparks is in town or something.
All right, you know what? No. Forget Sparks. You just go there and you take that reservation
away.
Well,
to make sure that
you
get a space. Like, you have to make a reservation in advance. Like, you go on a night when there's not a huge Cradle show, you might be able to sneak in without a reservation if you sit at the bar. So I'm going to go a little bit blue collar from that.
Ooh, I like this. This
is something that I'm pretty sure that you have in your head because it's a place that we went to thinking, oh, I'm sure this will be fine. Let's check it off the list. And then it was fantastic and we keep going back. The West 94th Street Pub in Durham in the Woodcroft Shopping Center. Or as it says on the sign outside, pub. It's just this big sign that says pub, and that's it. That's the only sign. That's the only indication. It is great. You walk in. There's always the regular sitting at the bar. We haven't been able to gravitate up to the bar yet. That's the next
thing. We're not that regular yet.
Well, we are, I think. But every time we go in there, there's like a crowd of people at the bar. But it's a small place, but there's tables, there's booze, there's usually space. We got in there on Super Bowl night, and there was a table there behind the crowd of people gathered around the TVs. But it's just this like fun, tiny little neighborhood bar that also happens to have a super friendly clientele that's all just friends with each other. The bartender's great. The food is great. The beer is good. The cocktails are good. Like, everything about this place is just nice and fun and just casual and cool. So if you're looking for nice and fun and casual and cool, go to Pub. And tell them we sent you.
I can talk about Pub for probably two or three date nights worth of segments because, like, it's a great spot because there's Chubby's Tacos.
Yep.
There's Yamazu. Sushi,
which is the fanciest place in Durham, two doors down.
It is an incredible Japanese place. If you can get in there, good luck.
They have
a year-long reservation list. Won't talk about them now.
Fanciest place in town.
Then there's Pub, and then there's Wild Birds Unlimited, right next to it.
And you can get Froyo. Isn't there like a Menchie's there,
too?
Oh,
and then there's a Menchie's like right next by it. Yep. But the great thing is, we've been there probably 8 weeks now, 9 weeks. And the bartender immediately knows, like, we come in, we want 2-7 Saturdays. We are set and good. I get buffalo chicken, you get a quesadilla. And we are part of that family immediately.
And you can be romantic. Like, you're sitting by yourself in a booth. It's cool.
Yeah, there are little corners where you can, snuggle away with your boo or your bae or your smash or your smush. And, good food, good drinks, good prices. Get out the door and go.
And that's date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.